Good evening, and welcome to our very special broadcast of our very first ever with, we hope, Harry. We'll be right back with Psalms, and we'll explain a little bit more about this very important next step for Is That Jazz Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Is That Jazz Radio 1125 FM. Our hope for this very special broadcast each Monday is to just have a daily reading, well, a weekly reading of Scripture. This is by not any means a preaching or anything of that, but we at Is That Jazz just feel that the times now call for at least some adherence to Scripture. Personally, as the president of Is That Jazz Radio, I don't think anything that I can be a part of would not have to put the Creator first. This is very new for us. It's a very exciting, challenging show that we're trying to create. And each week we hope to have guests come on from different religious backgrounds or spiritual backgrounds and just give us some insight that will help us each Monday evening to get through the rest of the week, the rest of the month, and the rest of the year. We hope that folks that are tuning into our very first broadcast will understand whatever technical errors that we may have during this first broadcast of Monday Scripture. And we also will repeat this over again, that whoever is the first to email us at info@isthatjazzradio.com, when we read Psalms 6, we will promptly send you $100. Yes, that's right, folks. We'll send you $100. We'll be right back with our first reading from Psalms. Stay tuned. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a tune off their That's the Way of the World album, Help Them See the Light. One of the things one of the lyrics I like most about that song is, Master, when my final song is sung, I hope with your mercy that you say, job well done. We chose the scripture of Psalm as our first broadcast for a specific reason. The journey of Is That Jazz has brought on a lot of good times and bad times, a lot of trials and tribulations. Recently, we've had a few challenges that really hit us at the core. And so I looked at the book of Psalms for comfort and to find direction. And we'll begin our first Monday scripture reading with the book of Psalms. Psalms 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there may be which say unto my soul, there is no help for him but in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and my lifter up my mind's head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out with his holy heel. I laid me down and slept. I wake for the Lord to sustain me. I will not be afraid 10,000 people that have all set themselves against me and round about. Arise, O Lord, O my God, for thou hast smitten me, all my enemies, upon the cheek and bone. Thou hast broken teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord, the blessings upon those that have sealed. There are many times when I guess folks feel like they're standing alone and feel like folks are against them. This particular reading, Psalms 3, actually was something that inspired me when I first began to read the book of Psalms for comfort. We hope that, if nothing else, this show, once we get it completely worked out, will bring comfort to those that take the time to listen each Monday at 7 p.m. We'll be right back, but stay tuned now for a tune by my partner in crime, reminding us all that we're black and gold.
To see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel. Maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. You are black gold. Now maybe no one else has ever told you so. Black gold with a diamond.
That was Black Gold from my partner in crime, Esperanza Spalding. And ever since that song came out in 2012, I believe, every student in every class that I've had have watched that video. It is our purpose to remind our young, our youth, our precious ones that they are black and gold. Our next reading comes from Psalm 17, verse 8. I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad in my glory, my inner self rejoices. My body too shall rest and confidently dwell in safety. For you will not abandon me, O Lord, in the place of the dead. Neither will you suffer, you Holy One, or see corruption. You will show me the path of life, your presence, your fullness of joy, your right hand, and there are pleasures forevermore. We have all heard many folks say, I stand on the strength of the Creator, and I shall not be moved.
Love, devotion, and surrender. Love, devotion, and surrender. Love, devotion, and surrender.
Often we hear of intellectual debates about our Creator, and it brings to mind a poster that used to be in a good friend of mine's room at Dell State when I went there. And he said, "You cannot find, or the path to the Creator is not found by the wisdom of men." And we kind of feel that goes perfectly along with Santana's song. In order to understand, in order to feel the strength, in order to benefit from our Creator, there's three things that are needed: love, devotion, and a surrender to the will of our Creator. We begin our next reading from Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory o'er above all the heavens. Out of our mouth of babes, unweaned infants, you have established strength because your foes you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view you and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moons and the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man? You are mindful of him, and the son earthborn. Man, you care for him. You have made him but a little lower than God. Heavenly, you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him dominion of all the works of your hands, and have put all things in under his feet, all the sheep and the oxen, yes, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish, the fowl, the sea, whatever passes along the path of the seas. O Lord, how excellent and majestic is your name. We have to remember, I believe, the purpose of man and what we are, the caretakers of this creation that we call Earth. Rarely do I watch the news, but often it reminds me of this song in terms of our responsibility and where we are with being the caretakers of all that we see.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a
Cuban
party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh,
with all the trouble that we see, the injustice, the racial injustice, the punishment of our children, the bombing overseas of little ones and women, we sometimes get so overwhelmed that we cannot see the Creator's hand in all of this. Our next reading is from Psalms 13, verse 1. How long will you forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I lay up cares within me and have sorrow in my heart day after day? How long shall my enemy exalt himself over me? Consider my answer, O Lord. Lighten the eyes of my faith. Behold your face in the pitch like darkness, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies I have prevailed over him, and that trouble me and rejoice when I am shaken. But I have trusted and leaned on you, been confident in your mercy and loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in the high spirits of your salvation. I will sing to the Lord as he dealt with the beautiful bounty above me. Keep smiling in these troubled times. Keep striving. Have faith and continue to praise our Creator. Our next reading is from Psalms 9. I will praise you, O Lord. With my whole heart I will show forth, recount all, and tell aloud of your all marvelous works and wonderful deeds. I will rejoice in you and be high spirits. I will sing praise of your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn their back, they stumble, they perish before me. I will praise you, for you have maintained my right and my cause, and you have sat on the throne judging the righteously. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their names forever and ever. Stay strong and remember the things that we see are temporary, and it's just the way of the world. Well, you just experienced one of those technical difficulties that we told you would happen. Again, this is our very first broadcast of the Monday Scripture Reading. It is contest time, folks. The first person to email us at info@isthatjazzradio.com after hearing Psalm 6, which is our next verse, we will promptly send a check to you for $100. That's right, folks, $100. You don't have to put money in the collection plate. We give you money here at Is That Jazz Radio, 1125 FM. Now, Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor in discipline chasten me in your host of displeasure. Have mercy on me and be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am weak, faint, and withered away. O heal my body, and my bones are troubled. My inner self, as well as my body, also exceedingly disturbed and troubled. But you, O Lord, how long until you learn and speak peace to me? Return to my relief, O Lord. Deliver me, life, save me for the sake of your steadfast love. I chose Psalm 6 because recently I've been going through some very stressful times. And I don't know who told me, but someone told me that when you face times of tribulation and trials, that Psalms is the best book to read. So we're going to start off our weekly Monday scripture, and we're going to stay in the book of Psalms when we return next Monday. This is the end of our broadcast, mainly because we don't want any more technical difficulties to take away from our serious mission, and we shall improve with that as time goes on. As a teacher, this is what I implore all of us to set our steps this week until we meet again next Monday. Remember our little ones. Remember what they see. Remember that they trust in us as an adult. And so many of us, including myself, often fall short of that responsibility. Is That Jazz was created with children in mind. It was created to inspire the children. Esperanza challenged us to create something that would inspire and uplift the children. So with that being said, we will end our broadcast, and thank you for staying with this first broadcast of Monday Scripture on Is That Jazz Radio. We will stay steadfast on our mission to uplift our children.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time,
there'll come a time,
when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
flowers won't grow, no,
bells won't be ringing,
no, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh,
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, the mother feels. You got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Thank you for tuning in to Is That Jazz Radio, 1125 FM. We hope that our reading of Psalms on Monday Scripture, our Monday Scripture show, will bring comfort to some. We promise you that the technical difficulties and the overall professionalism of our broadcast will increase each week as we go on. And we invite you to listen to our music station, Is That Jazz Radio, which is a 24/7 hour music station, and to basically have a good week. Thank you for tuning in to That Jazz, and we'll leave you with a song by my boy Nickel out of Brooklyn, New York, reminding us that he's always there. For him, the creator is hip-hop. The creator comes to us in many forms. Anyway, this is my boy Nickel. Like, I had to get him on, man. So you guys will get a chance, if you tune into, go to our website to hear our interview with Nickel and Dimes Ops. I'll see Nickel again next week in New York. So what's up, brother? Anyway, this is the end of our Monday Scripture contest. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Is.
Different realm, but LL was still rocking bells. Before Smith and Weston and Reggie with Blaze L's. I was a kid, not even 12. Many cassettes on my shelf. Public enemy to many was the poppin' that we sell. Fascinated by the beats that break your neck like the E-cell. Back with crack with the retail, I paid attention to detail. Only possibly that he came, pretty certain that he failed. I became criminal minded over the instantly know. So I had to help myself even when times got rough. Or GMC had to remind me be leather. I'm so tough, I approach the gates of hell. They'll be scared to open up. The villains thinking they showed up, but they're not even showing up. So this song's for you, hip hop. Thought you should know what's up. Without you growing up, this world might have cold crushed a motherfucker. Yeah, I said it. I thank God that you were always there. Pocket big got shot. I see what catches the flag talking about pig got popped. Don't sell back in the day, it was a major that you rocked. Never imagined it made beat or nickel and dime out. Some of my people laughing, but was it back in my garage? I rocked hip hop like D24s. How could I stop? You let me reminisce a little. I'm like steel and beat rock. At the black moon, got the prophets when I left my mama's spot. Without a reasonable doubt, this is a life of hard knocks. Might be me against the world, I'm ready to die if it's not. Had the radio station locked on 97.1. It's the antidote I need when they be feeding me poison. It's funny, these shook ones. Moment of truth, it was written, entering 36 chambers, smoking on chronic. Can motivate me to start sprinting. The time keeps on ticking. The music is so cool that back and cheese and fried chicken.
Always there, always there.
Always there since I was a baby and no one cared. She was my mama, she was my papa. They held me down all these times I faced some drama. 2000 came and things started to change. When they the buildings met the planes and everything turned strange. Many ways the hip hop game started crumbling the same. Rip from Jane to Lil Wayne, I'm casting deep pain. To low down dirty shame with it into your name and your image. For me, I didn't care. I made the microphone independent. My rockets were splendid, but I'm syllables need a bandage. No time to assess the damage. I just painted on my canvas. Stop the soldiers in the barracks. I live most of Dilla. Feral monster, Bruce Common and Ghostface Killer. Not a customer or a dealer. What's realer than rhymes with soul? Like it's so ice cold. Ain't you see the future gold? And you were always there.
We're always there. We're always there. We're always there.
You were always there.